It is still morning. It's 11:01 a.m. here in Windham, Maine. It's late today, and I apologize for that. I warned you things were going to be a bit ragged this week. At my sister's house, we got in just, the plane landed just before midnight last night. We were delayed a bit, and then had to wait for almost an hour for the bags to come the 50 yards from the plane to the terminal. It was a busy night at the Portland checkpoint. It was rather late. It was nearly 1:30 when I shut things down and managed to fall asleep last night. I'm walking on Dutton Hill Road right at the moment, and this is the street I grew up on. This is where we moved when I was 5, and where my family lived until I went away to join the Coast Guard at 17. It's been 40 years. I think I may have driven this road once or twice in the last 30 years. But I think it's at least been that long since I've actually, I know it's been much longer than that, since I've actually been on foot on this hunk of tar. It's a rural lane, and I'm having to be a little bit careful of vehicles. Luckily, there aren't a lot of them. I'm seeing houses that, of course, were not here the last time I was coming through. Some of them that look like they might be familiar, but I can't quite place who they might have belonged to. I can't dredge up that kind of information from so far back. It's a kind of a rainy day here this morning, so the recorder is actually in my pocket. I'm assuming that it's still recording. I'll take a quick check and see if it looks like it's recording. You know, the light's still blinking, that's a good sign. But I didn't bring my baggie this morning. So my phone doesn't have a raincoat, so I've got to be a little bit careful of it. It's a gray, an overcast, sprinkling morning. It's not hard rain, but a bit of a drip. As I started out the walk this morning, I put on one of the podcasts, the Dead Robot Society podcast, and listened to a few minutes of it, but the disconnect was too great for me to really get into listening to whatever the gang was talking about, and their writing, and the word counts, and the editing. It just didn't have a place here for some reason. In Colorado, there are no trees. I've mentioned that before. There are very few trees. And at the moment, I'm walking in a virtual bower. I can only see a few feet off the road to either side. The pines are so thick I can smell them as I'm walking along on the road. A lot of these houses are for sale. The trees that are not pine, the deciduous ones, the oaks, the maples, are largely churned already. There are a few green leaves left, but there's a lot of splashes of orange, yellow, a few bits of red. It's been too rainy for the trees to really gain a lot of color, according to my sister, but it's still lovely. It's rather an odd feeling to be walking along this road right now. A trip into the past. I'm not sure how much longer I'm going to be able to go, frankly, because the rain's beginning to pick up and I don't want to get the earbud soaked the way I did the last time I walked in the rain and then had the earbud fail on me. So we'll have to see how long this will hold up. If I keep walking here enough, long enough, far enough, I'll actually come to the old family homestead. I think I'm still about a half a mile away. I'm going to need to turn around and head back here soon. So I probably am not going to make it. I'm pretty sure I'm not going to make it because the rain has just started to pick up. Pretty heavily. It's funny, usually I have a lot to say, I have a lot to think about, and a lot to talk about when I'm here walking in the morning with you. Part of it is that I'm really still quite tired. Yesterday was an exhausting day of travel. I had a snafu coming out of Chicago, a plane that was delayed by almost an hour. The flights themselves were pretty low traumatic, low trauma. Untraumatic, non-traumatic, pretty low key. The requisite crying babies were at a minimum. The people that I was flying with were pretty much in good spirits. Wow. There's a house we used to own right here, the Moses Place. It's not recognizable. There's a new roof, a big game, a gable. It's been raised. Sitting in a very nicely wooded lot. Actually, it's sitting in the woods. There are no such things as wooded lots here. They're cleared lots, but not wooded ones. And this house here used to belong to the Berards, except that it's not their house. The house that used to be here is gone. This is a different house. What an odd feeling. I'm going to keep going for a little while longer. The rain's decided it's going to let up again. So yeah, 40 years ago, this is where I grew up. Most of the houses along the street were not here. The crows were. And yes, those are crows. They're not ravens. We used to own a lot of this land when I was growing up. When we first moved here in 1957, Portland was still the largest city in the state, but it was also much smaller, much more. Very definitely a small town, a small city. And land this far out of town, we're about 40 minutes out of Portland at the moment, was relatively inexpensive, particularly roads, particularly land that did not have a road to it. People were not building a lot of private roads in those days. There was still plenty of land that was available off the main roads. But I'm seeing a lot of private roads pushed back into the undergrowth. Some large houses, some small ones. Back on land that we used to own. An odd feeling, very odd. We haven't owned it in years. It was sold off in the 70s. Walking past an overgrown field. It's an open spot. It's filled with grass and low shrubs. The posted no trespassing, no hunting, fishing, trapping, or motorized vehicles signs every few feet. I'm laughing because I remember one instance with an early driving experience where I managed to get off the road into this field. And the only way I could get out was to drive back through the field and up out of the owner's driveway, a friend of the family at the time. And I heard several comments about the shrubbery that adorned my bumper for several days till I finally smartened up enough to get it off. This house here that I'm walking by is where I first caught the school bus. When I started school, oh, the Halls, do they still live here? When I first started going to school, the bus didn't come to my driveway. It turned here, this driveway. So I had to come down here when I was in kindergarten, walk down to the neighbors, catch the bus. I can't remember when they started turning the bus around in my dooryard. We had to tear down some rock wall, widen the end of the road. Put in a big post so the bus driver could find the end of the rock wall while he was trying to back up and make a turn. Smells are pretty interesting. Very woodsy. It seems like a lot shorter walk because I'm almost at the old house now. I'm going to keep walking a few more feet here and get a look. I can see it through the trees. This house was built before the town I live in now was founded, which is an odd juxtaposition of ideas. It's white now, or off color. Garage. Some sort of shed. The wide open field that used to be there is now gone. It's mostly grown in trees. It was a full paddock. Is that really the old house? 1823. Yep, that's the house. That's the yard. Certainly is. I'm going to take a picture. So this is going to cut out for a moment. And I think I'm back recording again. And I'm heading back down because it's starting to rain. I've got a lot of water on the face of my phone, and that's not a good thing because it seeps down between the keys. I'm going to put it back in my pocket, keep it dry. And yeah, that's the old house. It's amazing what 30 years will do. The open hill that used to be behind it, where I sledded, skied, tobogganed, is now completely wooded in. There's a trail up through, but there's nothing there. The old barn that we used to have to keep our horses is gone. The small buildings. It looks very nice. I took a picture and sent it to Twitter. Put it on my Facebook. I'll put it on Flickr. What an interesting voyage, an interesting voyage to the past, to walk this road that I used to walk, that I used to think was such a long trek from here to the end of the road and back. It was something that you did a couple times a year to test yourself to see how much stamina you had, which was stupid because we would walk 10 miles back into the woods behind the house and back and not think anything of it. Set out in the morning and not come back until lunch. Never cross the same piece of woods twice. It's not as much understory here in some places. Comes another car around the corner. Best not to get run over. This is the kind of road that Stephen King walked on when he was hit by a van. Not that I'm the same writer, but I certainly want to try to avoid some of his mistakes, and that would have been one. I'll have to ask my sister when I get back if the Halls still do live here. Doesn't appear to be anyone home at the moment. Certainly not going to walk up to the door and bang on it, that's for sure. This guy who lives here, Wilbur Hall, is one of the people who really helped to open my eyes to a wider world. He was a machinist instructor at the SMVTI, the Southern Maine Vocational Technical Institute, the trade school back in the day when there were trade schools. I don't even know if there still are trade schools anymore, if they're still called that, or now they're called community colleges or something else. But he had a Bridgeport lathe, no, a Bridgeport milling machine. And he fascinated me with his ability to imagine something in three dimensions and to build a three-dimensional model of it that his milling machine could then turn into reality by the use of a variety of heads, tools, positioning the head against a piece of metal in such a way to carve a groove, to carve a spiral groove, to form a screw, or to bore out a rod and then thread it, all without taking hand in it yourself, to build a three-dimensional model, to create the program that would tell the robotic head of the Bridgeport mill what it was you wanted built, and it would build it. And remember, this was in the late 60s. I can't imagine what they must be able to do now. Considerably more, no doubt. He gave my brother a job once, helping him put stuff together, assemble stuff. Because he managed to find a used Bridgeport mill, and I don't remember now where he got it, but it was a terrible expense at the day. A piece of equipment that cost over $1,000 was a huge amount of money in those days. Now it's the price of a half-decent computer, and I don't think anything of that. I'm not about to do it, but it's not a year's pay, which is pretty much what he was spending in those days. Which is another thing that's kind of odd to think about, that the difference in how the standard of life hasn't changed much, even though the cost of living it has grown. The salaries that go to support it have grown, but not kept pace. Private property, keep out. If the nails weren't new, I think that was one of the signs we put up. Might be one of the signs that we put up and the new owners just put fresh nails in it. That would be par, quite typical. So, the old legend says that up on the backside of Totten Hill somewhere, there's a gold mine. We used to own it, because we used to own all of Totten Hill at one point. Or very nearly. I love this. The mailbox is duct taped to the post. How amusing. Even more astonishing to me is that the woods haven't changed. These are how I remember seeing the woods. I don't have, a specific tree in mind. I don't see the specific groves that I remember. It would be probably quite impossible for that to be the case after 40 years. But the general shape of them, the feel of them, smell of them. I didn't realize that I remembered the smell of spruce. That's a spruce tree. The wet and foggy smell of moist woods. Moist is not something we smell a lot in Colorado. Dust we smell. Cows we smell. I don't know if you can hear that sound. The sound of raindrops on the leaves. It's a pitter-patter sound. It's not like the sizzle sound you get when it rains heavily on a flat surface, but more of a pit-pat, more hearing each drop hit a different leaf and make a different sound. How wet am I getting? Eh, not too bad. Jacket's a little damp on the edges. I wore plenty of clothes. I was afraid it was going to be damp and chilly, but it's actually not too bad walking along. Put on an extra sweater just in case, but I don't really need it. I'm going to have to shut this off here pretty quick because I'm going to need to put the earbud away. I think I've got at least 20 minutes worth of audio. Let me see. Oh, 26 minutes. Okay, so you'll get a little bonus today. Make up a little bit for being late. But let me stop here under this tree and call it the virtual gate this morning. I'm a long way from my back gate, but tomorrow will in fact be another day.